The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Hallelujah. Is that the best you can do? And please be seated. Praise the Lord. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning, and to Him alone be all the glory. Please appreciate this wonderful instrumentalist and the choir for me especially this morning. God bless. Please clap very well to appreciate God in their life. Praise God. There are some people in the congregation, you should be in the choir. Don't allow your talent to waste. Don't allow your talent to waste. There are some of you who should be in the ushers. You can smile very well. Like Bradley, you can smile very well. Your smile is genuine. These are the departments you should join. God will bless you. I say God will bless you. Biblical laws for increase on all sides, part 2. Biblical laws for increase on all sides, part 2. Everyone wants increase in life. But increase has laws. There are laws that governs increase. There are laws that governs increase. Life is full of laws. There's a law of gravity which says that everything that goes up must what? It must come down. Everything works with laws. And so, for you to enjoy increase as much as God wants it, there are some things, some laws that cannot be, that must be achieved, that must be fulfilled before we can enjoy it. Quickly this morning, wonderful people, great men and women, what are some facts about laws? A, laws are universal. That is, they work everywhere. Either you are in Nigeria or you are abroad, laws are universal. B, fact about laws. Laws are not prejudiced. That is, they don't respect people. They won't say because you are a black man or because you are a black woman or because you are white or you are brown, so the law will work for you. No, law is not prejudiced. C, law is unbreakable. Laws are unbreakable no matter where you are. Laws are unbreakable. Whatever you sow is what you reap. It's an unbreakable law. D, they have durability. Laws have durability. With laws, there is longevity. It lasts forever. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, the Bible tells us, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And E, law cannot be influenced. Laws cannot be, you can't influence it. You can't say that it's morning now, that the law now, automatically now, it should go to night immediately now. You can't influence it. Laws cannot be influenced. You cannot be influenced. It has to be day and night. It has to be cold and heat. It has to be summer and winter. Somebody with me this morning shout a big hallelujah. In the first service, I gave us some biblical laws that will launch us into increase. How many did I give us in the first service? Eh? You are not there. 3. Very good. And I'll run through those 3 now. Just touch it. I will not go into it because I have quite another 3 to touch right now. So, biblical laws for increase on all sides. Number 1 is the law of faith. If you are going to enjoy the best of God in terms of increase, you must have faith. Your faith determines your faith. Your faith, F-A-I-T-A, determines your faith, F-A-T-E. Faith is very important. That's why every believer should build their faith. Every believer should study the word. Every believer should listen to messages. Every believer should try as much as possible to build their faith. Talk to yourself and say, I will build my faith. And that faith shall be built in the name of Jesus. I spoke very extensively about this in the first service, so please go forth and watch it. It's right there on all social media platforms. 2, the law of right words. If you will experience increase, you must be a person with right words. Don't talk yourself down. Don't say, Nigeria, nobody can do well here. It's not possible for anybody to prosper without stealing. Yeah, nobody can get married just like that without doing some bad things. Nobody can. Don't say things like that. Words matter a lot. Your words matter a lot. So if you must enjoy your life, you must watch your tongue. If you must enjoy your life, you must watch your tongue. Somebody say, I will watch my tongue. Somebody say, I will watch my tongue. I spoke very extensively also about this. Please go forth and get the CD or go forth and ensure you watch it. Number three is the law of joy. Everybody that will do well in life and experience increase must be joyful. Don't allow anything to dampen your joy. There are many joy killers and many joy destroyers. Don't allow any one of them to come around your destiny. Depression is the platform for oppression, and oppression brings about destruction. None of us here will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. So you must deliberately be joyful. Don't wait for the right emotions. Don't wait until everything, until you buy your car, until you do everything, everything goes well before you start becoming joyful. Even before they become okay, become joyful. And this morning, I see that coming to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. So I'm going straight into the second service now. Other laws that will bring you into increase. Number four is the law of giving. The law of giving. In life, one of the things that will bring you into increase is your ability to be a giver. And that's why the Bible tells us in that Genesis chapter 8 verse 22, as long as while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Seed time and harvest shall not cease. As long as you are engaging the law of giving, you must continue to increase. Apostle Paul was speaking in Philippians chapter 4 from verse 15 all through to 19. Most people, they just go to 19 straight. No, he didn't start from 19. He said, now, O ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church, that is, Apostle Paul was over many churches. And he was saying, he said, when I departed from, he said, no, none of you communicated to me. No church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but only you. Go on. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire, I did not ask you for a gift. I did not call you for a gift. I did not email you for a gift. He said, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. I desire that you be blessed. He said, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus, that I received what you sent to me through Epaphroditus, things which are sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable and well-pleasing to God. Then he now went further and said, but my God, somebody say, my God. That is the thing. He's not just going there and say, but my God. He said, I receive what you sent to me. I receive your giving. He said, but my God will supply your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. No man can taste increase that is not ready to be a giver. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3 to 4, we have the story of David there. How David was such a giver to the work of God and to the house of God. The Bible speaking there in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 3. He said, moreover, because I have set my heart affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper goods of gold, of silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold, of gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the house with her. Go to verse 5, if you can. The earlier part of verse 5, if you can. The gold of the things of gold and silver of the things of silver for all the manner of works to be made by the hands of the artist. Now, he was trying to say that I gave my best to the house of God. No wonder he was experiencing increase. Anyone that will experience increase must this year also look out for the news to be a blessing. I don't know about you, but I experience it. Anytime I give, I feel so elated. I feel happy. I feel excited. I don't have any sadness doing it because I know that joy comes from giving. And then anything I give is a seed. It will come back to me multiple fold. How many of you know that when you are frowning and you see somebody and the person is frowning, you will frown back. When you also see somebody that is smiling and you see the person and when you will be like, why? You also smile. That is how life is. When you smile, when you give in terms of giving and being a blessing, that is what also comes back to you. I pray for somebody here this morning. The spirit of being a giver comes upon you afresh this year in the name of Jesus. So start giving. Be a giver. Giving of your tithe, giving of your offering, promotion of God's kingdom, giving to parents and parental figures, giving to the servant of God, giving to pastors who are a blessing unto you. There are some people that, some people that have been a blessing to them, but they've never extended the hand of blessing into their own life. It's wrong. It's very, very wrong. I pray that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The grace to be a giver and a giver indeed. Receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? That grace, receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? So let's go because of time. The next law, the fifth law, is the law of trusting. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Quite a few people believe God, but not many trust in Him. People believe God, but they don't trust. In Jeremiah 17, verse 7, Jeremiah 17 and verse 7, the Bible says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. Some events that happened in the last few months made me to trust God more. Made me to know that this God can never fail His own. Never. And I pray for somebody here this morning, as you trust God from this moment onward, the blessings and the increase you desire shall come forth for you in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. The reason why many are not experiencing increase is because their trust is in their uncle, the politician, the one in Abuja. Many, their trust is in their elder brother, who is a commissioner in their state. Many, their trust is in their husband or their wife. Say, I know my wife will look for you. My husband will be there. Or some trust in their younger brother. My younger brother is there for me. Let me show you something. In Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Because you will never suffer curses. So I say you never suffer curses in life. Thus hear the Lord God. Cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. The Bible said the person that trusts in man, he said he is operating under a curse. Somebody is here, you never operate under a curse. I say you never operate under a curse. Let me tell you this. No matter what it takes, no matter how bad things are, never remove your trust from God. Immediately God sees that you have shifted your trust to somebody else, you will suffer disappointment. That's why many people suffer so many disappointments in life. Because they shifted, and God will want you to know that this person that you trust or that you believe in, the person will fail you. That's why some people fail them, they will cry. 3 days, they will not go to work. They will send text that they are stooling. Whereas somebody just jilted them. And they say, I'm not feeling well. Because you put your mind that this person is like God in your life. So God now allow the person to fail you. Say, I will not do it again. Don't put your trust in man. Don't put your trust in somebody somewhere. I know that no matter what, this person will rescue me. If you do that, you can never get the best of God. If you put your mind on somebody, that this person is the person that will assist me, will help me with my wedding costs. This person is going to help. When I want to travel, this person is the person that will pay for my ticket. I'm so sure. Is it my uncle? Then you now see that you'll be aghast. You'll be surprised that same person. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. I mean, how many of you, because I've experienced it a few times. My prayer for you today, that your confidence in God will never fail. I say your trust in God will never fail. Your trust in God will never fail. The best thing you can do with your life is you put your trust in God. Put your business, put it in the hands of God. Your children that are in school, put them in the hands of God. They cannot, not even a single hair of their body will be uprooted if you put your trust in God. But when they are going to school, amen. This area, you will enjoy increase in Jesus' name. I must go there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let nothing stop you from trusting God. Don't let the economy stop you from trusting God. Don't let anyone tell you not to trust God. Now, look at this in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. Media, let's have that very quickly. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not on your own understanding. The Bible says, in all thy ways. Did he say in some ways? Did he say only in your studies or only your school fees or only concerning the health of your parents? What did he say? In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. He will not fail you. That's what he said. If you enjoy the best of God this year, trust in God. Can you imagine somebody going into the lion's den? They say, this is lion's den. He say, take me there. God will not, he will not forsake me. Somebody say, trust. Can you imagine somebody being thrown inside fire? Three people thrown inside fire. One of them should have pulled the others back. Guy, we get treated, but let's relax here. None of them decided to draw back. They said, let's go inside the lion's den like that. And the fourth person was waiting for them. We call him the fourth man in the fire. He said, guys, Mondrode in B. So it means that anywhere you find yourself, God is already waiting there for you. Any condition you find yourself, God wants to bring out the best there for you. It's a good place to clap for Jesus. So what are we saying this morning? Everybody that we experience increase this year, trust God. With that few tins of milk in your shop and just few tins of Bombita that you are selling or that few recharge card that you are selling, trust God that from that smallness, you will grow to bigness. Do you know that everybody driving car today, they used to drive leg before? Yes. Everybody that you see cruising today in a car, at one point in time, things were not, they were also taking bike and also taking a chaba around. I prophesy to somebody here today, this January will not end before God will show you that he's faithful. I say this January will not end before God will show you that he's faithful. This January will not end before God will show you that he's faithful. Let me tell you one of the ways to get God. Never ever doubt God. Never doubt God. That's one of the ways to get God. If God knows that if he doesn't come through for you instantly, you will still stay, you will respond. But if he knows that if it doesn't come through for you, quickly go to one option. You go to one baba somewhere. You go to one place somewhere. You'll be calling for help in strange places. Forget it. You go dead here. But if he's sure that if you pray and he still has not responded, was it Job that was saying that even if he slay me, even if no matter what, even if you slay me, I will still be there. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, We will not bow. We will not bow to you. He said, even if God doesn't save us, we will not bow. We prefer to die. And those that believe God like that, they don't die. You will not die. I say you will not die. One day I was traveling. I was coming from a meeting with God's servant, our father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo. And I was in the car, three of us. I was sitting at the back. And then some guys accosted us. And as we left Lagos, I just had that thing. And I said, guys, let's start worshiping. We worshiped from Lagos, worshiped. We just continued worshiping and just praising God. And at the point, I think around Ibadan, and our past Ibadan, we started praying the Holy Ghost and just worshiping. We just started. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, some guys just came out. This was around 11 p.m. in the night. And said, yeah, that's him. Stop. Stop there. Stop there. I told the guy that's in front. I said, don't stop. That don't stop came out of the spirit of trust. It came out of the boldness of trust that no. You can imagine being face to face with guns, gunmen, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. And you say, no, don't stop. And as we moved, vroom, rain of bullets, back, 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 like it was, you know, some things you see it in action, only in action film. You only see it in action films. Bullets was being rained everywhere just to shut down everybody in the car, kill everybody, and whatever they wanted to do. But you know the beauty of it? Not one bullet entered into that car. Not one bullet touched any of the three of us. Even the one that shot right beside, because one was right beside me. Because the guy had slowed down before we said, no, friend, move. He had one was right beside us. Somebody say trust. When you trust in God, he can't allow you to be destroyed. Tomorrow, don't miss tomorrow night. Tomorrow is the Father night. And I'll be dealing on the matter of protecting your increase. See, you are in a wicked world. I will deal with some things tomorrow. We are in a wicked world. You see, that your good thing that you are seeing, that blessing you are seeing, some people are targeting it. Some people are targeting that thing that God is doing for you, that great thing that you are seeing, some people are targeting it to snatch it for you and to get you off the scene. But get ready. As God liveth, the protection of God will be sure on you and I. I said the protection of God will show on you and I. Amen. This year, there will be no calamity in your life. Amen. Let me give you one more, then we go ahead to thank God. One more law is the law of thanksgiving. This is the law of thanksgiving. One of the great secrets of this church is thanksgiving. Recently, some people came to meet me and told me that some churches have been sending spies to this church. Almost every Sunday, they send spies. Maybe they are even here now. To come and check, what is Impact House doing? How are they doing it? In fact, one of them told me that there's a particular church that every Sunday, they must send them, go and check how they did it today. How did the pastor do his leg today? How did they dance today? How did the worshipers, what did they do? Because I want to reveal to you, there's nothing special. It's this issue of thanksgiving. There's nothing special. We are always grateful of everything that God has done. Look at the life of a man called Abraham in Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. Before we go there, let me tell you the background of the story. Abraham was chosen of God. I hope you know that. But he didn't have a child. He didn't have a seed or a fruit yet. But the Bible speaking in Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 20, that who against hope, that is, his hope was already gone, believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. That is, his situation was already hopeless. Are you getting what I'm saying now? His situation was already a bad case. Became the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Verse 19, please. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. His body was already dead. He cannot really meet with a woman anymore. But he still believed God. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now, verse 20 is where I'm going. He staggered not. Somebody said, I will not stagger this year. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But what did he do? He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Despite Abraham's situation, in vernacular, he did not shake. He said, I believe God that I will carry my children with my hands. I believe God. This same Sarah will carry baby for me. This same Sarah will deliver each other. They say, your guy is a dagba. He said, no. It's a promise that God gave to me. You will not stagger this year. I say you will not stagger this year. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. Although nothing has happened yet. Maybe you are counting your years. I'm so number of years now. You know, no matter your years, you know you are still a small boy or small girl to God. So all these years you are counting. God is ready to do it. But don't bother yourself about counting years. This is the year God will answer you. And how will he do it? Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Look at the call to worship that we read today in Psalm 67, particularly 5 to 6. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 6. The Bible was speaking there. He said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then, somebody said, then. Yeah. Ejiamaka English, dear. He said, let them praise thee. Let them praise thee. After they have praised thee, then. It will not happen before then. Then shall the earth yield our increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the earth, end of the earth shall fear him. Please, I will advise you, don't wait until then before you start thanking God. Don't wait until the thing has arrived. You know, in the other side, you have to thank God after you have received it. In this kingdom, you thank God before you receive it. Are you getting me now? In the world, you have to first thank God. You will thank God after. You will be waiting until you get it before you now say, thank God. No. In this kingdom, you say, God, I thank you that January will be sweet. As I go to February, it will be very wonderful. As I go into March, it will be wonderful. And as you are saying it, you'll be saying it. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. So start praising God before your increase arrives. That's why I don't want you to praise God in a way that is mechanical or in a way that they will be encouraging you. One of the things the pastors know, and I don't know why they do it sometimes, is for people to come and say, you are not dancing well. Why are you? You must dance well. You must be encouraged because you have been well taught. Many are stopping their own increase because of this issue of thanksgiving. So this morning, as you and I thank God, our increase will manifest. Amen. I say our increase will manifest. Amen. Our increase will manifest. Amen. You know, many have planted. Many have watered. Sorry, many have planted, but many did not water. So God did not bring increase. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6. He said, I have planted. Apollos, Paul speaking, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Many are planted. You have planted prayers, but you did not water it with thanksgiving. You planted prayer, you fasted for 11 days, or maybe you have even been fasting before the time. But what is left now is for you to water it. Be thanking God. Be appreciating him. Be exalting him. Be magnifying him. That will be somebody's testimony here. As you water your prayer this morning, God will answer you. Amen. Say a loud amen. Amen. And as you do that, he will give you increase. I say we'll give you increase. And mark it. The increase that God will give you this year will be in the direction that will please you. Many students will experience GP increase. Many salary earners will experience salary increase. Many people that are in business will experience increased turnover. Somebody say a loud amen. Many people here will experience increased favor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. No devil can stop it. I say no devil can stop it. No power of the wicked can stop it. No diabolical force can stop it. You are blessed and blessed forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Give Jesus a big clap this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Rise on your feet and let's give him praise. Let's glorify him this morning. Let's thank him. He's worthy. Let's glorify him. Let's bless him. Let's celebrate him. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be glorified. He's worthy to be magnified. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We worship you. We adore you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.